This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Arizona's relationship with our neighbors in Mexico has received a lot of attention in recent years, but most of it's been focused on either economic development and cooperation or immigration reform and border fences. But what about art? The Arizona Commission on the Arts will present a series of artist workshops and artist-led community conversations in Douglas on Saturday and Sunday as part of its AZ Art Worker Initiative. To learn more, I'm joined by the Commission's Artist Programs Coordinator, Cassandra Hernandez, and visual artist Ana Teresa Fernandez, who is currently touring Arizona as part of a residency with ASU's Performance in the Borderlands Initiative. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
So, Cassandra, explain to us how AZ Art Worker got started. It's just a couple of months old, right?
Yes, so we received a grant back in August from a foundation in Connecticut, the Emily Hall Tremaine Foundation, to pilot a new artist-to-artist professional development program. And this program is designed to facilitate dialogue, knowledge sharing between Arizona artists, their national and international peers, residents of Arizona communities. And we're working in three communities this year. We're going to be working with artists in Douglas, in Tucson, and in Phoenix. And this is a new way for the commission to invest in artists as a foundation of Arizona's art sector.
How do artists communicate? I know this is a huge question, but we all communicate in certain ways. And artists, when they get together, certainly they may not be on the same plane in terms of the type of art they practice, but is it important to get that conversation going, that collaboration, especially when we consider how different people sometimes perceive us in certain parts of Arizona and closer to the border? Is it important to break down those walls that people have created?
Absolutely. And I feel like, you know, we have so many artists doing very impressive work in Arizona, artists who are working in community contexts, who are advancing very important conversations about the challenges that we face as a state, who are organizing with other sectors, with other community members to advance social change. And so AZ Art Worker is a way to recognize the very dynamic system in which artists operate and to create a professional development investment that matches those very dynamic needs that artists have to do their work.
Ana Teresa, do you like to communicate with other artists, or do you communicate sort of through your art?
I think it has to happen both ways, you know, and I think in order for me to communicate my artwork more broadly, I have to listen to the community and pay really close attention. And I think that the artwork becomes an echoing or an extension of the voices of the community themselves. So all I think you're doing more of a translation of sorts, a visual translation of voices in a much more abstract way, perhaps.
Regardless of how the viewer may see a piece of art, how important is it, and is there always a message in the art that someone does? Because it has somehow come through their soul and their mind to really create this thing. So there has to be, even if, let's say, I see it and I don't exactly, I'm not on the same plane on the message, there is the message, right?
Yes. I mean, that depends from artist to artist. And I have, I'm very much inspired by differences in terms of possibilities within gender politics, social politics, cultural politics. And so for me, my message is always one of trying to shorten the gap between these differences. But I think that message is definitely can come across spiritually, intellectually, psychologically, in so many different, it can manifest itself in so many different ways.
And Cassandra, how can AZ Art Workers sort of get these things out more into the public so the public understands what Ana Teresa was saying? So it's not sort of, I think there are some people who, even if they love the art and they appreciate it, they may in fact be intimidated to some extent. Maybe they're not quite getting it. So I wonder if AZ Art Worker can help with that.
Absolutely. AZ Art Worker works in multiple ways. We are, on one hand, creating access to artists to have high-quality professional development opportunities, often in areas that don't, really have contact with visiting artists or don't have perhaps, regular training opportunities outside of, formal environments like colleges and universities. So we are working with partner organizations in these communities to provide a steady presence. Mm-hmm. And we're very fortunate that we're working with two Arizona State University initiatives, as you mentioned, ASU Performance in the Borderlands, and then also ASU Art Museum and their Artist Residency Program. And they've generously provided access to the artists that they're bringing to Phoenix. Artists like Ana Teresa, who is here all week doing a statewide residency. And so we have an opportunity to bring these artists to other communities, create new conversations, create trainings, and then really invest in new communities of practice, new networks, new relationships, which is ultimately how new work happens, right? We want to infuse and inspire new conversations, and then also create visibility about the important work that artists do in our Arizona communities.
Those new conversations and maybe the perception that, that people have that they think we're more different than we really are.
Yeah, and if I can jump in quickly, Steve, I think that one of the important jobs in which the Arizona Arts Commission as well as Performance in the Borderlands are doing, it's, you know, I think part of my job is to actually go into different parts of the community, whether it's high schools or, you know, the College of Phoenix College, and or I was I had a lecture up in Flagstaff with NAU, but to go into different sectors and actually just explain my method, my process, and the method in which I go through, so they can further understand the language of art, because I think so much of how we're taught today in our education is about right and wrong. And I think the artistic process is so much more expansive, and it's so much about the imagination and capturing people's imagination and recontextualizing how we see things. And so allowing for possibility of thought, allowing for possibility of furthering that imagination. And so we just walk, I literally just walk through this process in which I can maybe like a sort of braille, a visual braille in which I can lead people through how they can actually experience art and see it and understand it, because it's not a right and wrong experience. As you were saying, you can become afraid of it. And it's more like holding someone's hand and coming closer so you can have the experience of smelling the flower and having just a visceral experience.
Well, the way you described that was so beautiful. And I'm curious about this idea of your comfort level with that communication, because the phrases you used are not phrases that come naturally to people necessarily. This is a concept you've had going through your mind for a while.
Well, I think from my own personal experience of having grown up with very little creative or artistic process as a way of inculcating education. You know, I went to a private Catholic school in which the process was right and wrong. Mm. And so I was never asked to have a perspective on something. I was never asked an opinion about what I felt or what my experience was in relationship to a piece of art or a piece of literature. It was always like the cliff notes. I need to know what this means. And I think art is so not that. It's not about what it necessarily needs to me, but what it feels to you, what arises within you, what provokes you. Mm-hmm. And you can sometimes smell or feel or hear a sound when you're looking at a painting, or, you know, like how music just moves you. I think that visual art can definitely do that.
And absolutely. And I want to add to that one of the goals of this program is to also create a conversation in Arizona about the value of arts and culture, you know, and I personally feel that art and culture is how we make meaning about the world around us, how we make sense of our daily lives. And it's a way for us to reveal to ourselves our desires, our fears, our affections, our contradictions, possibilities. And I think that art allows us to connect with ourselves, with others, and then also to the ideas that shape our reality, you know, in our social world.
God, I wish we had a lot more time. Cassandra Hernandez is the Arizona Commission on the Arts Artist Programs Coordinator. Ana Teresa Fernandez, currently touring Arizona as part of a residency with ASU's Performance in the Borderlands Initiative. I didn't even get a chance to ask her about Barrando La Frontera. Maybe another time. Thanks so much.
They can come and see it at 6 p.m. at Phoenix Art Museum. I'll talk about it.
Terrific. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.